గోవింద గోపాల్ కేశవ మాధవ దీన దయాల్ గోవింద గోవింద హే గోపాల్ కేశవ మాధవ దీన దయాల్ If we feelingly chant his names, that itself is Krishna. So these sound vibrations, again and again, we should try to hear. And instead of hearing others, we are in the habit of tapes or this or that. No. You should chant. If you eat laddu, you will be nourished. Somebody is loved and kinkar is nourished. It's not possible. Or you don't understand this kinkar. Krishna Kinkar is a very great person from Singapore. Singapore. See, your name is Singapore. We don't want Gapur. Sin. Sin is the first. So commit sins, you know. Please. Always chant little, but feelingly chant. And that is devotional service. Otherwise, our mind is just wandering here and there, here and there. And then we don't chant. Or if we chant, it's half-hearted. Whatever activities may be, it doesn't matter. There is no condition for the devotional service. That's why it's known as the unconditional, transcendental. Everything in the material world is conditioned. We have to come out of this conditioning. Maam chayo or vibhicharena. What is it? Oh, jay. Then, sagunan sammataityan brahma bhuyayakal. Please relish these sound vibrations also. This is nice transcendental sound vibration. Maam chayo, maam, to me only. Those, you, maam chayo, avibhicharena. This is nice word history. And these are all our words, you know, from Indian languages. Fortunately, our languages are very near. All the languages are coming out of Sanskrit, but ours is the nearest one. This avibhicharena. Vibhichara means run around here and there for sense gratification. Vibhichara means no running around. Ananya chita. This is Vibhichara. Bhakti yoga. This bhakti yoga, very correctly translated by Prabhupada's devotion service, is not only devotion. Without service, only devotion becomes this ajiya vritti. When you are sad here, there is no place for it. You come to Prabhupada and you will get up at 3 o'clock, if not 3:30, if not quarter to 4, if not 4, at least 4:15. After that, no getting up. Then you are dead. Jivanapi mruto hisa. He is breathing dead. Those caracasses are without breath, but we are breathing dead because we don't relish him in every state. In the transcendental matters, we should always remember that the goal of existence and the process to reach that goal, they both are same. We forget this point because we are habituated in the material world that the process is always different from the goal. It's nothing like that in transcendence. as soon as you decide to come to the gate or to chant his names, you are already knowing him. And that, because we forget this point, that's why we are not serious about chanting or reading or attending the aartis or having darshan or whatever. Please be curious. This is a relationship with him. You start relationship. From the beginning to the end, we are experiencing him. He is to be experienced. And not like a mad person who go after him to see him or whatever. The thing is, he should be experienced by us every minute and every hour of our existence. That is a supreme gift of Srila Prabhupada to the world at life, whole world, whole planet. And maybe beyond also. Maam chayo or vivicharyam. Bhakti yogena sevate. And when you are engaged in the devotional service, then what's the result? Sva gunan samadaityan. Sva. Sam is those people who are engaged in the devotional service with all the sincerity. We should not feel that it's a treasury. That's the thing. Prabhupada never liked devotees running around with hanging hands. He said, hey, on your caricature, the hands are hanging. So dead caricature also two hands. And you stand him and the hand will move. It's just dead caricature. Please avoid this. Sevade, if with all sincerity, if we can come to this point, then only he may be merciful to us. And unless he is merciful to us, he will not allow us to taste him. This is the matter to be experienced. And peace of mind is required. Please know that whatever you do,
yes, sir.
Thank you. That unless we are peaceful in the mind, these things will never touch us. And peace of mind is very difficult in this age. The fact is that we all living entities, without exception, are conditioned. This is a fact. There is natural conditioning, but the jiva. And how? We cannot avoid taking birth. We cannot avoid death. We can never ever avoid old age. And we can never avoid sickness many times. These are the natural conditioning. And in that again, we have again introduced the conditioning. Again we are increasing this conditioning. That I will only like to stay in Yugoslavia. This conditioning. I only like to stay in Bombay. Conditioning. I want this, this and this. I must get up in the morning late. Conditioning. I must have a cup of tea or whatever. Without washing their teeth. Bed tea they call it. Caracas also eats and drinks tea. Without brush. Please, avoid these conditions. Any extra conditioning than the natural conditioning will be in between us and Krishna. That is the message Prabhupada wanted to convey. Please try to understand it. And as soon as you come to this point of understanding, then you may be able to remove the conditioning. Don't increase the conditionings. Otherwise, I'll put on only suit. Dhoti is impossible. Again, conditioning. I only stay in hotels, not in the temple. The temple is austere, ashram. Ramayana ki ija. You are the target. How is Radha group, Radha Desha group is all right? So nice to see you. We always relish increasing conditioning. And this is completely barred in the devotional literature, which is the king of the literatures like Bhagavata. Please, we are the group. We teach by our own following, or we follow first. And then show the people that we are very sincere about the devotional service. Otherwise, anything apart from this becomes a sahajya vritti. All the literature you please have studied already. And remember always one thing, that in any scripture, including Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita, and other, if they are genuine scriptures, the 90% verses are on our behavior. And very few shlokas give us the insight in the nature of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no other mention. Please remember all this. And because we are completely misguiding ourselves, there is a peace of mind is absent. And if there is no peace, you feelingly you can go to him. Yeah, you are going? Yes. As soon as we understand this point, then that is the starting point of the sincerity. Otherwise, we are lost. And here we go wrong. Once Prabhupada was in Radha Kundan, and everybody is waiting now, he speak about Radha here. So they were very eager to hear me. He was there for 7 days, 1 week. So they thought it would be Radha, and there is some nice seminar. Instead, he took the class on Umdesham, Vachavigam Manasakrodhati, etc. Please, this is the point. As soon as we come to this point, then we are winning. Otherwise, everywhere we are losing. First, the behavior pattern must be Krishna conscious way. And that is the gift of Srila Prabhupada. We are all going astray here and there. And under the name of religion, we are doing so many nonsensical things. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada came among us and he peeled our ears and said, what are you doing, sir? You want to do this? You should do this otherwise. Otherwise you are misled. So the behavior must improve. And to improve the behavior, we must have peace of mind so that we can think where we are and where we are going. Unless you come to this, feelingly you cannot change even. We have fully well understood that prakritehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvacha. According to the modes of material nature, prakriti, all the activities are going on. Ahamkara vimudatma. Honestly, we become proud. Everything that I am doing, I am doing. This, the eternal law. We cannot change this law. Everything is happening. So why are you adding to it a smoking? And like a mad person, we stop again today. We stop again today. The smoking is the example. But our mind is devil's workshop as soon as it is left vacant. And that's why every minute we should try to improve our behavior first. And as soon as you come to this point, the inquisitive nature, serious inquisitive nature is there. And unless the devotee is seriously inquisitive, he will never realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. Please, Jai Dukmindar Gadhi Ji ki, Jagannath Bhaja Sudraji ki, Jai. As soon as you come to this point, then the feeling will be there. But if your conditioning is increasing, to that extent the feeling will be less. You must be free of the additional conditions. I don't know how to stress this point, but this is the requirement. devotional service can never be conditioned by any material conditioning. But this is a serious condition, that you should be out of extra conditioning which you have added foolishly to your life. And unless you remove those coverings, it's impossible. To the bare minimum, we should have the conditioning in our life. Bare minimum. And that's why we are very simple, very simple. And it's not simplicity. It's not just to show off. But we very well know that nothing else belongs to us here. And eventually, without exception, everybody has to depart. Here you are for 2 days, you are going to go. And all that idea is very clear in our mind. So hotel may be very good, the arrangements may be very good or whatever. But we are not worried about it. Just we want to come to the temple, hear about Krishna and see him. That's it. These extra conditioning, please, those who can remove, they are the great persons. They may be in that trade, they may be whatever. Even the butchers, they can also be great. They have to do butchery according to their past karma. It's their lot that he has to open the butcher shop. But in the butcher shop also, he could be very well Vaishnava. Prabhupada once was giving the lecture, and he might have told about Jaya Mataji. How are you? All right? You're all right? Kaise ho? Acha? Please, remember these points, and then feelingly will check. And if you stick to the conditioning, then people will also find fault with us. That these people are preaching, and they're not following. So that's the suicide of preaching. Then your preaching has no effect. Because we are not following. So please sincerely try to understand this conditioning we are adding to. Extra condition. And then our mind gives very clever reasons that you are so tired, you should sleep. Don't come from malarkey. And he says, yes, I'm very tired yesterday. And he's not tired at all. Even then. And concoctions go on then. The result of the conditioning, extra conditioning, is the concoctions increase. Please do not do this. And try to feelingly chant the names. And you will be alright with Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or whatever. This is the point. Please remember. From today, if you have any extra conditioning, please remove them. This is our lot. Otherwise, the very open life or so many conditioned lives, so much conditioned life, go ill together with Prabhupada. We accepted him as a guru once for all. So now we have to follow his instruction. This is all. No other conditioning at all. And one thing we should be very clear about, that we are not lot running after riches, money. No. Because our conditionings are completely gone. Except natural condition, birth, death, disease, and old age, which we cannot really help. So it should be there. And it will be there. But even then, birth is alright. We are maybe ignorant at the time. But the death, old age, and sickness could be very nicely tolerated, or it could be disappeared also with the continuous engagement with Krishna's names. And this is our experience. Unnecessarily, we should not run to the material conditioning. We talk about, but we again will run back. So this should be avoided. And as soon as this is avoided, even the death personified will be afraid of it. Apanna Sanskriti Ghuram, Yan Nama Vivasho Ghuram. Apanna Sanskriti Ghuram, all the Sanskriti is thrust upon us. Janma Vidhi Jara Vedi. These four things are, we don't want them, and they are there. And the living entities who are dependent on us, Maybe our children or brothers or sisters or parents or whatever. They should also be reminded of this. And they may not hear you because you will be young. So by your own example you teach. Don't speak. Speaking is the value. Following is the value. And as soon as you come to this, then feeling the sound vibration will come through your heart. Mind will be absent. Don't bring mind in these vibrations. And that's why, please lovingly chant. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Deena Dayal.
Hey Govinda,
Deen Dayal, Prabhu, Deen Dayal.
Amen.
Nidagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Shivaya. Param Shri Vyajigari. Ashtotara Shat. Shri Mada Vaisalaya Bhakti Dantra Maharaj. Shri Prabhupada ki. Is going to be the founder of Acharya. Shri Prabhupada ki. Ananda Koti Vaishnava ki. Swami Veda Prasanna ki. Harinam Sankirtan Mahayagya ki. Granth Raj Shri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Shri Dwarka Dham ki. Shri Shri Upmini Dwarka Drishti ki. Shri Shri Jagannath Vandi Subhadra ji ki. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ji ki. Gaur Premanande. Gaur Premanande. Gaur Premanande. All glories to him. All glories to him. All glory. All glory. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. We'll take the word from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter. Yes. About Dwarka Dham. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All our mantras are breathing exercise. So if you chant very peacefully and nicely, then breathing is there. And if the breathing is all right, then the disease is keep away. See, Om. Our carbon dioxide is gone. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's right. Our saints, sages and all the devotees, they used to go to the bank of the river and chant nice mantras. And we are regarding them as mad persons. He said, why is he going there and chanting? But it's our traditions. And from the beginning, the Sindhu River is their Indus, River Indus. So when these Persians tried to cross the river, so they inquired about the name of God. Then anybody staying that side of Sindhu are Hindus. These are how the Hindu world came into it. Hindu is in the existence in all of the literature. Never. You'll not find Hindu. But somehow the Hindu world is very popular. Because these Persians, they regarded anybody staying on that side, whatever faith they may follow, they are known as Hindus. And this, eventually, that time the culture should be very powerful. Even when Britishers were there, our culture was very intact. But now, I'm sorry, but after independence, so-called independence, we are losing everything. The other day, we were in Gandhinagar. That is our capital of Gujarat, you know, Ahmedabad. And there were all these legislative members, Dharasabha and this and that and that and everything. So many Netas were there. Nobody had a dhoti. Everybody had paijama. I was surprised that, are we in Pakistan or India? To this extent, we have lost our consciousness. Except Prabhupada, there is nobody to save us from this crime. These devis, some of them from the beginning of Rath Yatra, we had put them in these trolleys, you know, and trolley. We didn't have any Rath Yatra. So in the beginning, Dina was here from Singapore. So he wanted to take out Rath Yatra. So there was no arrangement. So devis were here. So he put in the cart and they were pushed. And performing kick. Only 3-4 devotees. What does it say? It is our Rath Yatra. This is the beginning. These deities are from the beginning. And now, they are openly worshipped. And this is culture. You see. And this is now. You will be surprised to know that Rath Yatra started from Dwarka. This is the place for Rath Yatra. When Krishna was here, Baldev was here, Subhadra was here. And for the eclipse now, they wanted to go to Kurukshetra. So they started from here. And all this area, Srashtra area, should be trampled by Krishna and his family many times. That's why, even now in these regions, the religiosity is really best. People are very religious. And religiosity and prosperity, they go together. Krishna consciousness and prosperity, they go hand in hand. Prosperity must be there. As soon as Krishna is there, all six opulences are there. Without any doubt, you get all these things. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, then you know the place where you are standing now. It's impossible to come here unless Dwarkadish allows you to. This is Dwarkadish's kingdom. Here there is no factory, no other business. There was one cement factory. Eventually it couldn't function. So they closed. And all the land which was possessed by the cement factory, now it is occupied by the temples. This is Krishna does. Here only Dwarkadish is in control. So far. I don't know in future. But so far it's beautiful. And as soon as the Dwarkadish is there, everything falls in its own place. Nothing is wrong. So these vibrations are going on. Kirtans are going on. Ram Dhani is continuous 24 hours a day since last so many years is going on. Please come to this conclusion. And that is Dwarka. Otherwise your coming has no value here. Coming here means you are coming to Dwarka. Gopis came, when Krishna came here, gopis couldn't survive there. So the group of the gopis came here. And they were locked in some palace here, near about. So in the morning they got up and they wanted to come to see Krishna already. So they couldn't find the door to get out. So they were shouting, Dwarka, Dwarka. Where is the door? Where is the door? And this is Dwarka. This place, as soon as you step in here, you are in his consciousness, knowing the Rambar. And it doesn't matter what faith you follow. Everybody is Dwarkadish conscious. There is no difference at all. No difference. The Sanatana culture, which was very mercifully spread all over the world, has this speciality that these tenets of Bhagavad Dharma, nobody can deny. It's all the same for the humankind, if not all the living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went step further. Krishna tried to attract the living entities. But he tried to attract all the living entities. whole living kingdom. Here, this is the place. And then very near here, we have Bhalkadev after Porbandar. He leaves the planet. And we have a nice picture in our Bhagavatam when he tries to leave the planet. Please, these are the places. Full here. Since last 6 years we are here. We didn't get much of time to excavate the places here. But now, where it is, so we'll try to have the separate department. Kimchi, sir, Mindabani, sir. Chagurao, Muda, Muda, Muta. This is the reality. Please, whenever you get time, you are welcome here. But as I told you, again the austerity is there in Dwarkadish Kingdom. So nice. What is happening? You're all right. Nice to see you. You're growing, man. You're busy, Yudhi. Please. Try to remember that the first point, as I told you, that conditioning should nil. Be nil. Only the natural conditioning. We cannot forego anyway. So that should be there. Otherwise the conditioning should be nil. I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that. No, I want. In Sindhi, they say very nicely. In Sindhi language, I want means kape. Kape, 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 kape. I want this, I want this, I want this. And then they say, again there is another word, kape. Kape means I want. K-H. Kape means I want. And K-A, kape. Kape means to cut. Kape, 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 kape. Kape, kape. You know, I want. Those who can cut. In ke jag jabe. The world will change your names. You are completely free of this kape, kape, kape. This is to remove the condition. We should have some clothes on our body. And we should have something to, humble thing to eat. And some shelter. And Krishna provides the minimum necessities. But our thinker is in the habit of having extra spirits. What is your idea? He said, hearing is best. I don't agree with you. As soon as you increase your conditioning, then Dwarka is absent. This is. Herein, 100 years he has passed, and all Leela is performed here. Married 16,108 times. You are marrying one, isn't it, Jai Krishna? I heard your Leela. Without your permission, you are doing so. Remember. So this is the place where you should concentrate. He was in Vrindavan for 11 years. That was the best time. He was child. So there was no inability. So Vrindavan is the best. But then he had to go to Mathura for 14 years to fight all the demons, etc. Then rest of the 100 years, it was only 25 years in those areas. Then he wanted to have peaceful life. He didn't want to have any disturbance. Get rid of Jana, Jarasan and Kali, etc. So he came all the way to the coast here. And from the sea, he just requested, please give me 100 Jana square on lease. See, Krishna begging sea. And she's all right. But as soon as you leave the land, I'll take the land back. He said, all right. So it was only 100 years leave. And in that time, he considered a nice nagari here. And then eventually, all the pastimes are from here. And in between those 100 years, this Rathyatra pastime was there. The Rath had started from here. Krishna, Jagannath Mandir is there. So this is really the place where Rath Yatra always should be put. And some of the other, our experience is, every year we perform Rath Yatra Mahotsav on 26th of January. But this time, because of the opening of Rambal Temple, we had to move it a bit further this side. Please, remember this pastime. And this Dham, that's right, is a special one. And Bhagavatam says, Aho, Bhata, Swara, Yashasas, Tiraskari, 1, then 27. 1, then 27. Those were Bhagavatam. Take this. One thing. Aho, Bhata, Swara, Yashasas, Tiraskari, Kushaskari, Punya, Yashaskari, Bhuvaha, Pachyanti Nityam, Yadanu Graheshitam, Pachyanti Nityam, Yadanu Graheshitam, Smitavalokam, Swapatim, Sma, Yat, Prajaha. Now sing nicely. Kavim Puranam, Anushasitaram, Anoraniyam, Samanusmaredya, Sarvasya Dhatanam, Achintya Rupam, Aditya Varnam, Tamasa Parastad. Same gently. Aho Bhataswar, Yashashastiraskari, Kushastali, Punne Yashastari Bhuva, Pashyanti Nityam, Yadanum Graheshitam, Pashyanti Nityam, Yadanum Graheshitam, Smita Avalokam, Svapatim Sma, Yat Prajaha, Aho Bhataswar, Yashaskari, Aho Bhataswar, Yashasastiraskari, Kushastari, Punya Yashaskari Bhuva, Pashyanti Nityam, Pashyanti Nityam, Yadanugraheshitam, Smitavalokam, Swapatim, Smayat Prajaha, Bhavata, Swara, Yashashastiraskari. Bit loudly. Aho Bhataswar, Yashasastiraskari, Kushasari, Punya Yashaskari Bhuva, Pashyanti Nityam, Anugraheshitam, Pashyanti Nityam, Yadanugraheshitam, Smitavalokam, Swamatim, Swayat Prajaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Those are books, please chant.
One time, one
full
line.
No, cut it up because they did the books.
Aho Bhataswar.
Aho Bhataswar. Yashashastiraskari. Yashashastiraskari.
Kushastali.
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 Yashashastiraskari Bhuva.
Punya Yashashastiraskari Bhuva.
Pashyanti Nityam,
Yadanu Graheshitam, Yadanu Graheshitam,
Smitavalokam,
Swapatim
Samyat Prajaha,
Swapatim, Aho Bhataswar, Yashashastiraskari, Kushastali, पुण्यशस्करी भुव पश्यन्ति नित्यम् पश्यन्ति नित्यम् यदनुग्रहेषितम् स्मितावलोकम् स्मितावलोकम् स्मयत् स्वपतिम् स्मयत् प्रजाः स्वपतिम् स्मयत् प्रजाः यशस्तिरस्करी कुशस्थली पुण्ययशस्करी भुवा पश्यन्ति नित्यम् यदनुग्रहेषिणम् Now we'll go to the first line. Please repeat the equivalence.
Aho bat.
Aho bata. Bat nahi hai. Bat aho bata.
How wonderful this is.
How wonderful this is.
Aho. Bata. How wonderful it is. Everything regarding Krishna is wonderful. Anything it is. He walks, his style, maduram, maduram gamanam, his gaman is also beautiful. Maduram hasitam, his smiling is also beautiful. We smile, and our face becomes like a monkey. He smiles. He always is smiling. And people say, oh, how nice they did. And when I'm smiling, look at me. No, no, very well. We are nowhere. And then I claim I am Krishna. Please, can never do that. That is the Ahobata. How wonderful it is. His residences are wonderful. Is any action you take, because it doesn't have the fruitive action. This is the secret of his activities. And that's why these activities are rightly termed as transcendental. Transcendental. He was beaten by Yashoda with the stick and his worship. Oh, how nice, you are getting tied in the mother. He steals the butter. There's no need. Chore, no need, chore. Very lovingly, because. And you try to repeat, and you will end up in police cell. Please, remember this. And then, with all these limitations, I claim that I am Krishna, I must be worshipped. Prabhupada very correctly says that whoever says that I am God, at the best they are rivers of it. And God, G-O-D, but they are reverse, D-O-G. Prabhupada will give to the world. This is speciality. Nobody has told. At the best, he is Kutta. And Kutta is a very ridiculous word. Our language is depicts the reality. See, if somebody is fish, then in our language we say that Machi Khata. Machi khada means it's ridiculous. Yeah. No, without seafood I can't go on. Seafood. So if you want to hide, kya baat kya? Grass hai kya? Mar gaya. Kaise hai kya? Dekha hi nahi tujhe. Achha hai na? So nice to see you. Ye mahan hai. To dekhiye, to hide the sins, we always use the English language. Maas khata hai in our language. It's a ridiculous word. Hindi mein, sachi baat bata de hai, machi khata hai. Daru pi. No, no, without whiskey I can't go out. Oh, it's a dignity. In English language, the sins are a dignity. And that language is so very nasty. And in Rajkot, without exception, all the schools are named after princes. Saint George, and Saint this, and Saint this, and Saint that, and all Narasimha is completely forgotten. They have a tragedy in him. Avabhata, we don't know this word. Avabhata is everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. So how wonderful Dwarka must be. And here those who stay continuously here, they are really very much graced by his mercy. But even then, the ignorant souls, they don't realize. Our Badrisha stays in Hardwar. Kuch lila sunai de rahi Badrisha ki. Mane hum? Phir aana padega. Dekhne ke liye. He's coming for Hardwar. And he can give lectures for hours together. He's very experienced. Up, down, up, down. Kitne saal mein? How many years? 15,000. More wonderful. How about that? In the end, he's wonderful. And we like to see him. You know? Otherwise, the living entities we hate really. This is Ahobat. Just you meditate on one word, and that is Prabhupada's gift. Only one word is from this. We don't go to the rest of the things. His everything is wonderful. And that's why, wherever we see the wonderful things, we should always remember him. What is that? Bahunam. Bahunam janmanam ante. Jnanaman mam prabhati. Bahunam. After many, many, many births, Badrishya can do this. Tere ko hum yahan se jaane nahi denge. Hum har jagah jaake baith jaate ho tu yahan pe. Ye kaun sa wali hai? Isko bada de. Yahan Badrishya chahiye. Rajkot mein baith jaate. Hum jab tere bana bana hum baith jayenge. Ganga ka snan roz tu karta hai. Humne nahi karna. Yes, see. Very nice devotee. And he has brought so many rivers. Jal. 108 rivers. And so much water he has brought. Kaise buddhi se ji pata nahi. Ye Dwarka desh. He is wonderful. So for his snan, he has 108 rivers water. And we don't get even a bucket of his water. And we are staying in Dwarka. The bucket is absent. See, his things are wonderful. He arranges. All the dresses, they are coming from Vrindavan all the way. 2-3 persons have come. I told you, he is really selfish. Impossible. This is the impossibility. Become the possibility. Ye bhavad. Iski lila ka koi aparampar. And the only one quality he has, that he is not attracted to the fruits. Tyag. In his opulences, 5 opulences are extraordinary. But the 6th one is tyag. And yet, that is the best opulence he has. He leaves everything. We, on the contrary, we grab everything. This is the difference. And then I claim that I am Krishna. Dhrut. That fellow was catching Rashtra, you know. Dhritarashtra. His name was Dhritarashtra. He wanted to catch the territory of Pandavas and give to his sons. And eventually, Krishna's arrangement, wonderful arrangement, all the 100 sons, except one, was very well, was killed. This is the result. Anything you think about him is really wonderful. Really, really wonderful. Draupadi was in difficulty. Then she thought that Bhishma was sitting there. So Bhishma will help. So she looked at Bhishma. Bhishma just put his head down. So she was completely morosis. So grandsire, he's also not able to help. Then she saw the Dronacharya. It's a nice guru, you know. He must help now. He also couldn't do anything. Then the 5 husbands were there. They were all powerful. She looked at them. They also. It was Krishna's arrangement. And lastly, she shouted, Govinda, Govinda, somewhere else, helplessly. And immediately Krishna came. So she complained to him, why did you be so late? You came. Do you want me to see in this position for long? He said, I'm not late. You were depending on so many other things. So that's why, as soon as you remembered, I'm here. This is how. Krishna must be caught always. Don't depend upon any other thing. Depending on the other things, means we increase the conditioning. This is the thing. Please, this extra conditioning has a very intimate relationship with this Ahodha Bhata. Anything regarding him is wonderful. And they say these words also, they are wonderful. Because they are regarding him. Anything. But Bhadrivishal has two legs and two hands. How can he? Just like us. We cannot do anything. And he does miracles. Kya kahan se laya hai? Koi batata hai kahan se laya hai sab? Aba de de ab shuru to apis de de. Please, this is out. Please, regarding him, he is not. Because it depends upon him. So anything, how about? Just remember these things. And Dwarka must be very beautiful, wonderful. And how it is wonderful is explained in the rest of the things. Please remember these two words only. Aho Bhata, how wonderful it is. If you devote yourself to Krishna, definitely you will be wonderful. Without him, you are breathing dead. Jivana Pimruto is sorry. He is seen that he is living, but he is as good as dead. You devote yourself to him and you become wonderful. Only two words from Bhagavatam describes the whole 10th canto, how wonderful he is. So many his transcendental activities are there to prove that how wonderful he is. When the Kaliyavan came and attacked him with a tremendous large army, and that Jarasandha was waiting. Jarasandha was lost his battle for 17 times. So 18 times he thought, now Kaliyavan is my partner, so this time is good to strike. And they both came. The armies were standing outside Mathura. Then Krishna decided that my relatives must go to Dwarka. And then we'll see what to do. So he dispatched everybody to Dwarka. And here within no time, the golden city was constructed. Among the sea, we constructed on the land. And I was so proud. And I went to our 10-story building. And my hair are gone. Please. We are worried about so many things. And with him, everything is wonderful. We had only 2.5 acres of land in Rajkot. And it was barren. No water. People said that you are mad to go to that land. Set off. I thought that Ahobada. Everything regarding him is wonderful. So we and some of the other, we went, Krishna's arrangement, we had some residence there. Then water was difficult. Rajkot is the only one city on the planet. It can survive without water. And everybody is very, I don't know. And there is no water. Except Bhumi Devi. Except Bori. There is no water. And everybody gets his requirement. Not more, but requirements is available. So this is how we try to had 3 boards, and we went 1,000 feet down. And even then there was no water. So I thought that we have to go from here now. It's a time to migrate. So we're just trying, planning. In the meantime, we thought that we'll see the 4th board maybe. And in 250 feet, we got the nice water. Harbour Ganges is there. Unlimited water. And we could finish our construction. And even then the water is plenty. Please, this is Ahobada. Regarding him, everything is good. We are completely limited. We don't have any capacity. But he supplies. When he supplies, he is abundant. Wonderful. Every activity regarding him, you can see, Prabhupada went to America with 40 rupees. What is 40 rupees? Maybe $7 or something. And didn't know anybody. He didn't want to take any help from anybody because his philosophy is completely pure. So he didn't want to touch any material activity. And he was successful. To our beyond imagination, how great is Radha Desh? He's learned coming from Radha. Man, building you see, and if you are wearing cap, the cap will fall down. So the big building. And again, some other building you have built. And you are red again. His health is beautiful. You build the building here, and here all effulgence will go away. They want to. We are doing for him, and so many things are going on, and nobody is worried. And they think, oh, you got 8 acres of land, and 2.5 acres of their land. He was not satisfied. So somebody, the government has hesitantly given us 5.5 acres again. And so road cuts, valuable land. Otherwise in that place, to buy 100 yards of land is difficult for the ordinary person. It's very difficult. But regarding him, everything is wonderful. Just remember this our birth. If we really want to be wonderful, then we have to be related with him. We should have direct contact without stop, unbroken. And why we are becoming mad, I don't know. Leaving this connection, we are completely thrown into a ditch. But we enjoy the ditch. We are hogs. Hogs cannot survive on the ground. They have to go to the ditch. Yep. Srikant. What is it coming? Srikant for him. Please. This hoggish mentality, Prabhupada called. Then when are we going to come out? And we are just few yards away. Just few kilometers away, this our boy, Chintan. He's only few feet away from our place. And he claimed that that place is his. One day I asked him his address. He said in front of Concord Party, that is his court. He gives his address, but he never comes. He is never there. But address means you are always there. You know? But address... Please. This half-hearted surrender will never work. And then wonderful is not there. As soon as you have direct contact with him, the wonderful thing is there. His house is beautiful. He is not satisfied. He wants more beautiful house built by somebody else. And this is mine. Please. Regarding him, he requires sincerity. Sincerity of purpose. And as soon as we, with very innocent heart, we approach him, completely stopping any material inabilities. We should not have any material inabilities. It's very difficult. Because we are already in the material atmosphere. We are already there, getting rotten. And we enjoy that rotten thing. So instead of that, just come out from it and remember these only two words. Ahobat. What is the translation? Read Prabhupada. Ahobat.
How wonderful this is.
And you have come to the wonderful place. So please, from here, from this day, this hour, you should resolve that always I will try to be wonderful, remembering him continuously. And one very nice secret about it is that you don't have to stop your activities. This we must convey this message to the public at large. Nobody should stop their own activities according to their age and varna. They have to do the activities. If you are lucky to be in the temple community, then to the best of your ability, you have to serve him. And then this, how wonderful it is, will be with you. Without him, we are losing everything. Frankly speaking, before we appear, before we see each other, we have to pass minimum 2 hours in the bathroom. How am I looking? Please. This is not ordinary. Immediately you should come out. Within 3 minutes, bath is over. However, water you pour on your body is not going to be there always. Be simple. If you are only following the minimum necessities, if you are barely, you take your own necessity, you will be very, very healthy. You don't have to have the artificial makeup for coming out. Please, this is the reality. And then, ahobata. How wonderful it is that within 2 minutes you came out. How wonderful it is you put on the simple clothes, whatever. Everything regarding him is wonderful. So we should always really, with a closed eyes, we should follow him. And how to follow him? Just come to Prabhupada. He is still in his books. We are extremely fortunate that we are very near to his time. Very near to his time. Otherwise in future, people will never believe that the personality like him existed and did so many wonderful things. How wonderful it was for him. Our living example, Prabhupada's example is wonderful. And not only that, when he was alive, the things were spreading. But after he has left, the things are multiplying. The whole Russia is Krishna Vacha. They are surprised. In Bhagavatam class, they have to have the stadium. There is a real Bhagavatam class. Please. You try and the same thing will be repeated here, unlimitedly. But the only one thing is required, that on one hand, we should have completely minimum necessities. And the other place, we have sincerity. And then how wonderful is at our disposal. Otherwise, we don't have any capacity. But because we are connected to him, everything wonderful is happening. Otherwise, kitne room ka bana diya? How many rooms diya?
40
kamre. Aur daadi karne ko paisa nahi hai. But you should be careful about this. नहीं तो 40 के में हम ले लेंगे तू यहाँ आके बैठ नहीं हाउ वंडरफुल ये बच्चा कर सकता है ही कैन ब्रिंग द वाटर फ्रॉम 108 रिवर्स हाउ वंडरफुल क्यों द्वारका देश से कनेक्ट दिस इज द रीजन प्लीज ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दीज टू वर्ड्स वी डोंट गो फॉर देम होल भागवत इज अंडरस्टूड इन दिस अहोबद You just remember two words and you are completely free from all the cares and anxieties and everything. Please remember that. Please. Badrina be there. Badrina be there. Come. Please. We stop here. Have any questions? Yes, Mataji. Kuch puchna hai. Yes, Abhi. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.